Yeah, maybe there was too much energy, knocked off the connection. But that's what I was saying. The Klal Yisrael has this extra energy for Chochmah and for influence. Every one of us has it. And like I said, the fact that the secular world has way out of proportion Jews is because we have it. Unfortunately, those people are not using it in its classic form, the real reason it was there for. If you use it for both, it's also good, but the main koyach of the energy that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teyag Gdoisha. I may have mentioned before, but it's good to say it again, the famous line of Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner, the Rosh Yeshiva, Zichrono Livracha, said that it says that if you see a chochem of Klal Yisrael, God will be Yisrael, you make a bracha, shecholok mechochmosu le'reyev. Hashem gave over from his wisdom to those who fear him. And if you see a wise man of the goyim, you say, shenosa mechochmosu le'bos of Adam. Not that he gave part of his chochma, but he gave over to a low level of chochma to bos of Adam. So if Yitzchak Kotner, as Medayik from the Gemara, it says, if you see a tzaddik, a talmud chochem, you make one bracha, and you see a guy who's wise in the secular wisdom, you make a bracha on him. So yes, it's mashma there. What happens if you see a Jew that's great in secular chochem? You see Einstein. Do you make that bracha for chachmei umas olam? It's mashma that you don't. So he says, a chiddush, he says, and a chenavi, you don't. Because even though this Jew may be more intelligent, smarter than the other goyim, but the bracha you make on the fact that this person utilized the genius he has to its maximum. And by a Jew, the maximum we can reach is using it for Chochmas HaTorah. That's a tachlis of a life. To be mitzchabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, the mitzvahs, to be zeicher to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be the tzelim of the kim, be zeicher to eternal life. This person's a genius. It's very impressive. But to make a bracha on that, you can't make a bracha on that because he didn't utilize what he had to its full extent. That's what we're saying. The Torah Kedosha, we're so excited about this last days of Shavuos, and we have to continue that fire and the excitement onwards. It's not one night up and then the whole game is over. It's just the beginning. We're now going through the period of the 40 days that were after the original Maimon Har Sinai. We saw the thunder and lightning, and we saw the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only did we hear them, we saw them. It was such a high level of clarity of perception. Everything was clear, like actual seeing. That miraculous event of Nevuah took place on Shavuos, but we had another 40 days till we lost it, by the Chet Egel. But in that 40 days, we were on a Madrega like Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, it says. There's no death. Nobody dying, no forgetting of the Torah. It's a very high level. We're going through that period right now. We don't have to get to the Shavuos of the Tavis. That's what it is. Our words are like a fire full of energy that could uplift anything. The Gemara then Chagiga describes the Talmud Chochem as Kol Gufoy Eish. His whole body is fire. That's our goal, to be fired with that excitement of Torah. And the Medrash Gemara in Chagiga says that Tosfos brings a Medrash over there at the end of Chagiga when it's talking about Talmud Chochem is Kula Eish. It says there's a difference between the Eish that we're talking about here and the physical Eish. Physical Eish is Mechala. It lives by the, it exists by the fact that it's consuming something else. Not just think of a fire that exists by itself. It has to burn up carbon, oxidation, all kind of things going on. Burns up wood, and whatever it's using. Using up molecules of this type, of the other type. But something is being consumed. That's physical fire. And that's only physical fire. Spiritual fire is not like that. The first example, we were exposed. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was exposed to the spiritual fire before the fire of Matan Torah. It was the fire of the Sneh. There is a thorn bush, which is the most flammable thing in the natural world. It's dry wood that's easily burnt. Oh, spark it, set it up, and burn it down. This was on fire, ve'enu uchel. It was not consumed. Hashem was showing to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the nature of me, my kesher that you have with me. You have the energy of the fire, and the fire is the energy that does everything. Without fire, we had nothing that we have today would exist. We wouldn't be able to build houses, wouldn't be able to make clothing, wouldn't have transportation, nothing. It's all because we have fire. It makes it possible to produce all the different tools and extract all the different things from the different parts of the world. But if not, we'd have no metal, we'd have no gasoline, we'd have no plastic. Wool we could have without fire. Had to cut off the wool with pieces of stone or something. It won't be simple. We wouldn't have any metal implements without fire. Yeah. That's the fire in the physical world. We're talking about a much higher level of fire. The fire of Ruchnius that does not consume anything, it just uplifts it. That's what the measure says. It brings it to a higher level. And that's the fire that we were working on achieving on Chag HaShavuos. To make that excitement within us. We're so excited we can't fall asleep at night. And if we fall asleep at night because it's not healthy for us to stay up night, we learn extra hours during the day of Shavuos. We have those special meals, the wives and everybody preparing the delicious food. Why? Because we're showing our excitement. It's not just another day. Yeah, okay, another Zman Matan Torah saying what happens. Every Zman Matan Torah saying is reliving a tremendous fire we saw in Har Sinai. That was a gigantic fire, unimaginable, going up to the skies from top of the mountain. It says the mountain was also full of flowers at the minute of having flowers and shulis. But nothing was burnt. There was a volcano in Washington State, I think it was. Not that many years ago. I know, 20, 30 years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. St. Helena, something like that. And when the fire came out of that, when suddenly it erupted, the entire area, it was like many, many atom bombs exploding simultaneously. The intense heat and pressure that it caused 9 kilometers, I think it was, around it. Everything alive was burnt. Nothing was left. It was just black. And then another 9 kilometers past that, even things that were survived from the shock waves, they're uprooted. It's just desolate for miles and miles all around it from the big fire coming out. Because that's a mundane physical fire. When the fire gets too big, it just destroys everything. Fire of Helsinki was the same thing. Tremendous volcanic fire. It wasn't volcanic. It was coming from above. It wasn't coming from the bottom. Makosh Bohu. The fire is big as the biggest volcano you can imagine. And nothing was touched. Adarada. It says that when Makosh Bohu gave the Torah, it says, and this is Male. There was a sweet smell, all the flowers, everything was excited about it. Yeah, us, we're excited about it. Even when it says that the neshama went out, the pasuk that Reb Shua ben Levi brings in the Gemara Shabbos, it's not that it went out from fear. People misunderstand it. They think the neshama went out because of fear. It says, it brings the pasuk in Shir Shirim, Navshi Yotze B'davi Yimloi. Nafshi Yosef means a person loves somebody so much, he can't stay away. He has to connect. The neshamas were so excited about it, they jumped out of a body to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it meant. There was such an intense closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama couldn't stay behind. And Hashem brought special malachim to bring it back into our bodies. He said, there was special malachim, tal shel triya, make triya samechim, because Hashem said, I don't want you to separate from the body. This is the highest level, to be in the body, in the physical world, and have that experience of the closeness, the sweetness, the beauty of the Kiyos Elohim. Shimon Levi also said that they were afraid and they jumped 12 milim backwards. So my father-in-law, Shlita, should be well, he still is well, Baruch Hashem, he's even in Yerushalayim this whole time, so he said very nicely, he said, and he saw the neshama went out. The neshama was so excited, went straight up. He wanted more kiyuva. The fact that we physically ran back 12 mils was misad the goof. The physical part of ourselves was afraid. Can we withstand? Can we live with such a high relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that was the part of going 12 mils back. But even that, it says, Malacha Yishor shows Yududin. So like just a mother takes a little baby that could barely walk and she guides him from the back, Sota Kodesh Bohu. Our bodies were not yet on that level to be able to appreciate that the body itself could be within the Shem and so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so elevated. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was in with his body, he was able to go up Lamorim to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachi HaSholis. Every Jewish person, his body can get to a very, very high Madrigas. We were that Bechina, we were little children, were just born 50 days before that when we came out of Mitzrayim. So body didn't let, was not yet ready for it, it was afraid of it. But Hashem was showing us, not the Shema doesn't have to leave the body and the body doesn't have to run away. Adarava, the right thing and the natural thing for us is to be all part of our existence together on the Shema and Haguf all together with that excitement of that fire, that Eish, spiritual fire that just uplifts and brings us more and more koiches. And that's where we all are today now. Whether we feel knocked out from the Yom Tov or whatever we feel, emotionally strained from the whole last period. Those are just like that goof that ran back 12 milim. That's the external part of us. The person just stops a bit and focuses and thinks his neshama is in such a higher place than it was 2 months ago and 3 months ago. Because we've gone through this whole period and shown ourselves that under all circumstances we're with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We trust you. We know that you know what's good for us. And we're going to make the best of it. And that's what we have done. That's what we will do. It's a shame. We don't know what's ahead of us. And that we must bow for the future. Hashem, never leave us. We're not going to leave you, and you should not leave us. And if that's the way we react, that's what Hashem will do. Because he reacts with us the way we react with him. The famous pasuk, we say, Hashem tzilcha ha'yad yimilecha. Chaim Volozhin and others say, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is like your shadow. What does it mean, your shadow? The way a shadow is always a reflection of the person himself. The way I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We just stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever the bumps and ups and downs that are coming in front of us, as long as we stay steadfast. I've seen in the past, I've seen situations that looked impossible and you pulled us through. Things are proving, things are good. I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we take mind frame, then in Yitz Hashem, we will be zeichet to have continuous Yad HaShemaya going through everything in the future. And like I said, more than that, aside from the current events, we have prepared ourselves in regard to the Chag Matan Tereseinu. Yeah, the Minyanim was smaller than usual. The Tzibur and the Shul was smaller. But everybody in their place were doing their thing. It was a beautiful Yontif for all of us. I'm sure we all appreciate it. And like we said, the appreciation is not just Shkoyach Hashem. New energy. We've been energized with that Ish Milamala, the Ish of Matan of Har Sinai. Yeah. That's. So we'll just end up with this Maimon Chazal we started with is about when the Eish of the Torah that they learned came down, all the trees started saying Shira, and like we said, there's a Perek Shira. There's a Chazal say that the person who learns Perek Shira is Buftu Chushu Be'olam Habod. It's very interesting what I say, what the frogs sing and what the birds sing and what the crocodile sings. The idea behind it is, it comes to recognition that every part of the Bria is singing out the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creation of the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in his own existence, he's an example of. Oh, the Dvar Hashem, what the Dvar Hashem produces. And we see in everything around us, it's not just a physical world. It's a world full of Dvar Hashem, this type of Dvar Hashem, the other type of Dvar Hashem. I have this type of tales from this creature and the other from the other, whether it's something I can actually have anor from, or just the anor from appreciating the tremendous Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Perek Shir. You realize that the Bria is not just something, a bunch of creatures, roaming around, the expressions of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different world. It's a different life. It's a beautiful life that whenever I see, to walk down the street, and I just see a bird gliding in the sky and say, oh, Look at the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a complex system of getting this bird in the air. Nobody thinks about it. Look at a tree, and they see the tremendous chokhmah of a tree. How the leaves how grow so high, just from the roots all the way in the deep in the ground. And the leaves have special chlorophyll, different things. Transform the energy of the sun into energy that can be used for the growth of the plant. If it has fruit, the fruit growing, whatever it is. It's not just something, I saw yesterday and I see it again, that makes no impression on me. I see another expression of the beautiful Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So that's what it is. Every Bria was different from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As an innate, understanding of that. And that's what we have to take for ourselves from this. It's a beautiful world, and every Bria is, like we're saying, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I see that, even the lower creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that arouses me to see the kodesh that he gave me much more than any other Bria in the world, with my intelligence, with my neshama. And it gives me that desire to sing out with our type of singing, not just from the fact that I exist, that's my singing, but from my intelligence, my perception and recognition, to sing out to Kodesh Baruch Hu and be so thankful, Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, how much we have to be. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for creating me way above all these Brias and putting me into the world of this beautiful world of all these other creations, so much wisdom and so much good. And it was all created for me, the one who was zeichah to mekabel the Torah, and use the Torah as a way to guide my behavior, to bring myself to the goal that Hashem wanted to me, bring the world to the goal that Hashem wanted us to do. So like I said, Baruch Hashem, we have gone through Matan Torah saying that we had a long period of preparation, and now our goal is to take it onwards, continue that new, improved way of looking at the world. I don't just see things like I saw before, pass by them, not pay attention. I see the world singing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every beautiful breeze praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from that, I recognize how much unlimited times more I have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take advantage of the kelim that he gave me, and specifically the Torah Kodesh that gave Klal Yisrael, to bring myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elevate myself for that energy that Klal Yisrael has, the fire that we have from the Torah. It's a shame, bring myself to the sweet, the smell of the summon, the sweet smell, sweet feeling of an Oven Hashem, and bring the world to a state that the world will be full of only sweet things and good things, and the good of the heavy
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you, Yitzchak. Thank you.
Go to Uncle.